5D. Listening skills. Exercise 2C, page 84. Listen and answer all the questions in exercise 2B, marking the correct box with a tick.
Good morning and welcome to World Matters. Today we're discussing some serious social issues affecting society. With us in the studio is psychologist and author Martina Williams. Welcome, Martina, and thank you for coming in.
It's good to be here.
Now, you started out your career working as part of a team in social services, didn't you?
Yes. My first job was as an assistant working on cases of disadvantaged children. I then joined a private practice and volunteered at a local drop-in centre at the weekends, but the call of the underprivileged pulled me back. Social services helps people from all walks of life, so I find my work there extremely rewarding. And we've seen an increase in the number of people from more stable backgrounds seeking assistance.
Why is that, do you think?
Quite simply, because of the current economic climate. The recession has resulted in a number of people being caught out. They never thought that issues such as poverty would affect them until the bubble burst and they lost their jobs. And at a time when more jobs are being lost than created, a lot of those people haven't managed to get back on their feet. Their dilemma has only been compounded by the fact that the cost of living continues to rise.
That's a very stark description of the situation.
Well, it is stark. I mean, losing your job is bad enough, but the knock-on effects can be disastrous. Think about it. You go from being a confident, self-sufficient member of society with an active role to play to a person without direction, having to accept state handouts. It can be demoralizing. You can lose your enthusiasm for life, and there can be serious consequences to that. It can wreck marriages and family relationships and lead people into a lot of debt. In the worst-case scenario, people end up defaulting on their mortgage and losing their home. It's actually quite frightening how easy that is.
What can people do in that situation?
One of the best pieces of advice I can give is to talk to someone. Confiding in a loved one or a stranger like me can be a huge weight off. You'd be surprised the difference just getting the problem out in the open can make. It can put it in perspective and make it easier to deal with. And it's important not to be embarrassed. Everyone needs some kind of help in their lives at one time or another. Plus, there are places you can go. There are homeless shelters and charities that can help you find your way.
And what can we do to help them?
I know some people don't feel right giving their spare change to someone on the streets because they don't know if this is the right thing. And to be honest, there are more meaningful ways you can help. Donating to a homeless charity is a good start, and it doesn't have to be money. Some of those charities are desperate for volunteers. But it's not just down to us. The government must do more to help. Investment in new job training schemes and counselling to help homeless people to believe in themselves again would go a long way.
Your new book, The Road to Recovery, has some helpful tips on how to avoid the worst-case scenario of debt and ways to lift yourself out of a hole.